I'd like to welcome to the program now Fran Martone. She is director of the staged reading of the play Broken Hammer by Robert Benjamin. And Aaron Roth is an actor in that play, and she's also the producer of the readings, of the stage readings at the Santa Fe Theater Festival. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you
for
having
us.
Aaron, first of all, tell us about this whole section of readings. I mean, there's several plays in the Santa Fe Theater Festival. We were just talking about it earlier during the program, but there's also all of these readings. That's
yes.
One of them.
We are very excited. We are taking 2 days out of our 10-day festival to do a new play reading festival, and we have 7 plays. We have 4 local playwrights, 1 playwright from upstate to New York, and then 2 company playwrights. So we are just, you know, and everybody's in a different stage of development, so we're just trying to take them to the next stage, get them in front of an audience, you know, and Broken Hammer's in a different place than, you know, A Day at the Nighthawk, who's by Terry Gomez, which is also playing. So that's my mission as far as producing this, and we're very excited about the local playwrights here.
So. And so when you have a staged reading like this, what are people going to actually see when they walk in and sit down?
For Broken Hammer, we are going to be on our feet. The actors will have their scripts in hand. We're using minimal props, no costuming to speak of. I mean, they will be clothed, but nothing in particular in terms of stagecraft. It's, for me, it's to get the story out and to get the audience reaction and to see how that can help Robert if he wants to do further rewrites. This is actually the 3rd staged reading of Broken Hammer, and there have been some extensive rewrites to date. So.
Very interesting. I didn't know that there had been several staged readings already. That must be very helpful for a playwright, not to mention the actors, to see how the audience responds.
Yes, and in this case, we are using essentially different casts each time because it helps Robert understand if it's the writing that's problematic or if it's the interpretation that's problematic or whatever. So it's really fun. It's like these little puzzle pieces getting put together. And we hope it's helpful for him because he's really a great playwright.
I mean, it's usually a very important stage in the development and life of a play. You know, it'll go through a closed reading where the playwright will just hear it out loud, and then you develop it and get it in front of an audience, and then we're going to be doing talkbacks, hopefully, and so we can get audience response and Robert can hear and whatnot, and hopefully on the way towards a full production.
Now, the play Broken Hammer is about a father, well, the father and son in the play are nuclear weapons designers. The son gets a new employee, a beautiful young physicist, played by
Ta-da.
You.
Ta-da!
And a lot of conversations about nuclear weapons and about science itself and about testing and simulations and things like that ensue. Mm-hmm. Now, that must be... I can see why you have to keep rewriting, what Robert Benjamin has to keep rewriting this play, because to write dialogue that is both truthful and dramatic about this is very challenging.
It is, and it's also very important, because it'd be very possible to write a treatise about stockpile stewardship, but Robert's plays, he wants to get people emotionally involved, and even though it's about stockpile stewardship at the top, there are layers and layers. Like, to me, this play is, how do you know what you don't know? That's the question as human beings. How do we know what we don't know? Whether
right.
it's...
And with nuclear weapons, it's a huge question, especially when the play takes place right before the test ban treaty. So they have, you know, one more test they can do to figure out what of the stockpile is going to work. And it's based in 1996. In
yes.
Press. Yeah. So,
which you can tell by the screensavers and some other
yes.
exactly. antiquated things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think it's important because as we as individuals in society construct our lives, are we relying on faith? Are we mm-hmm. relying on reason? Are we relying on science? Or are we relying on art? And what are the implications in our own relationships and also in our social policies? So to me, that's what's exciting about this play. It's not just a father and son and... A weapons lab. It's all these deeper human issues that
absolutely.
I find exciting.
I mean, I think I was drawn to it, not just because it's a story about Los Alamos and whatnot, but I'm always drawn to plays about loss for some reason. And for me, it's really running through the play. It's about loss and change and how you adapt and can you adapt, and they're really at the precipice of change up as far as the designers and how they're going to go forward. So it's very interesting to me to see all these incredibly intelligent people who are so highly specialized, and you know, the one side that are maybe more like artists, like the designers, and they more like painters in a lot of ways, and how they're going to move forward with this huge change, how they're going to cope with it.
I think I should caution that Robert doesn't say this is about Los Alamos. He says
it's about
a weapons facility.
A weapons facility.
I personally like to think of it as Los Alamos because that is a physically isolated community, and also because it's on the top of the mountain, which gives a whole different feeling. But I think in his interest, I should say that it's
You're
not.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I must have just interpreted it right into the script, which I just was reading the script last night. So Robert Benjamin couldn't be with us today, unfortunately, but how did he come to write the script? Do you know, Fran? What's his background?
Yes, Robert was a physicist at Los Alamos for 30 years, a graduate of MIT, and after he retired, he started working on these wonderful plays that he's writing.
And so, okay, well then that gives us some hope and faith that the kind of dialogue, at least some of the science dialogue, is not entirely unrealistic.
I believe is quite realistic.
It's interesting to me, and again, I don't know, James, who is the weapons designer, he's the son, at least in the writing of the script that I read, seems to have very little interest in scientific method, and he is entirely defensive about his father's work, and he doesn't seem like a real scientist to me at all.
And that, as I understand it, is part of the culture in these weapons labs, that there is a tension between the pure science and the people who already have the results of a certain test, and then they're trying to say, it's kind of a cookie recipe. Well, today it's a little humid, so we need to add this or that or take out that. And so they feel themselves to be more like artists or kind of above little piddly experimentation and things like that. That was surprising to me.
I had my doubts. I mean, it's, you know, it's a dramatic play, and of course there's a love interest and
right.
romance and a lot of banter about womanizing and that kind of thing, which is fun too, of course. It's all part of the Santa Fe Theater Festival. Now, when is this reading going to be performed?
It's Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. this evening.
That's tonight.
Excuse me, 6:30.
Wednesday,
can I say that again?
Yes, tonight, 6:30 p.m. Armory
for
the Arts.
I have so many schedules in my head right now. Yeah, it's at the Armory for the Arts.
And so people can show up at 6:30 tonight. Mm-hmm. And by the way, all these readings are free to the public. There's a suggested donation, so people can help out the productions, but everybody is welcome to show up.
Please come. We'd love
Yay.
To see you there.
Okay. Now, Fran Martone is director. Aaron Roth is actor and producer. It's all part of the Santa Fe Theater Festival. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.